I wish you could be inside of my body for 1 second right now. Oh, well, yeah, a little. I just to feel, do you know what I mean?
You want me to be inside your body for one second?
Just for 1 second, like soul, from a soul perspective. Like, I want your soul. Like in a non-physical way.
Oh.
I want your essence.
Oh, okay.
To come into my body to experience the pain that I'm feeling from my F45 class. Does that make more a little bit more sense and with a little bit more context?
Yeah, it does. Hey, Brooke.
Hi, Connor.
Are you ready to MAP?
I'm ready to pee.
Ignorance is bliss. I'm living in a world of my own, and it's awesome.
Oh, I thought I was responsible for 9/11 when I was 5.
Where were you?
In Pennsylvania. Touch grass, might I suggest.
We're just going to dive right in today. I walked by. I knew you and Kat were doing F45 yesterday, so I walked by with Max, and I peeked in the window to see if
I
could see
you. Us?
No, but you know when your parents drop you off at like some class, and they peek in to see if like you made friends?
Mm-hmm.
I did that with you guys.
Oh, Connor, that's really sweet.
But then it was really weird because like, obviously you want to look at all the people working out, but you don't want to be the guy looking at everybody work out with your dog. So I did look, and then like 3 seconds into looking for you guys, I made eye contact with several other people mm-hmm. doing F45, and I was like, I'm going to get like arrested.
Sorry, my girls are in there.
I was just checking on my ladies in there doing their F45 class, which if I would try to explain that, it would have been a situation where that like you just had. I wanted to just be inside them for 1 second.
Right. You just need to give, you know what? Context is everything.
Yeah.
And it always has been.
If you're able to provide it succinctly, context is everything. If you have a shovel, metaphorically, and you dig that context hole, you're toast.
Toast.
See you at your funeral.
Yeah.
Open casket.
Never doing that again.
She said that it was like a low-key class because she wanted me to go. I was like, I'm not doing F45.
She told you that before we went though, right?
The day before that you guys were doing it at noon. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know what to say.
Oh.
Like, I've never done any sort of weightlifting, so I think going from 0 to 45 right away is like a rookie mistake. And they kept putting on more weights.
Yeah.
And I said, no thanks.
Okay, ready?
No means no.
No means no. A trainer, one thing about a trainer, they're going to push you, even if it's off a cliff.
Okay, but like, not everybody needs to be pushed all the time.
I think because... this is just what my trainer told me. When you are not consistently lifting or you're starting from scratch, more weight, less reps, you see a big difference faster.
Okay. I also did about 789 reps of each.
Good job.
I'm just saying like it's not right that they kept putting more weights on. I just want you to agree with me, Connor.
I can't.
Biologically?
What do you mean by that?
Like, I feel like you have something in your brain that's like, I can't just...
We agree all damn day.
Oh, about what?
Larry David.
Name 5 things we agree on.
Larry David.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just add on as we go. I'll keep a tally. We need like a Brooke and Connor agree tally for this episode.
I'm just saying you love playing devil's advocate.
This is a podcast, and the key piece to a podcast is conversation back and forth. We could do this all day. I mean, I can't even think of something. Air tastes good to breathe into my lungs. Air is good. Would you agree?
So you want me to say no, it's not?
No, would you agree?
Yeah.
We'd have to have a million.
Air is awesome, and then we could keep going about air.
No, we have to have some discourse.
Babe, we've got tons of discourse.
I'm not going to say fuck your trainer that I've never met yesterday for helping you work out.
That's all I want.
I can't be that person for you.
That's all I want.
I can't.
Sometimes you just have, even if you don't believe it.
No.
Well,
hey guys, welcome back to Brooke. Welcome back to Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast.
Let me know in the comments what you think about F45. Hey guys, keep going.
Hey guys, welcome back to Brooke and Connor where we have... both consensually gone to a trainer to work out, and that's what we knew we were going to do there.
Oh,
and so when we
girl boss.
When we worked out, we knew that we were going to be working out.
Let's move on.
We have to move on.
We literally have to
move on. One thing about a podcast, we have to move on.
I knew I was working out. I could work out with the lighter weights. That's all I wanted.
I thought we agreed on moving on just now.
Yeah, it's hard.
Should we add number three? So we agree on Larry David.
Yeah.
Goat. Air.
Good.
Good. Three, moving on.
No,
we have to agree.
I'm indifferent to that because I could keep going.
Then let's say three. Number three is we agree to disagree. Our third agreement today. Oh my gosh, the seven agreements. We should rewrite that
book.
What
do you mean?
Have you heard about that?
No.
That book? I read it. Really good. I have to reread it.
What is it?
I don't remember at all. But I remember being like, this is really good.
Is it like religious?
I think it's like spiritual, but not religious. But it was like a book. It was like a thinker.
Okay.
What?
Four agreements.
It's four,
It's just four. It's just four agreements. Seven?
What are they?
Like earth, water, air, fire. What were they?
It was really?
Like the elements, right? No, it was not. Okay.
It seems like it really made an impact.
Can we pull up the four agreements? Be impactful with your word. Don't take anything personally. That's tough for me. Don't make assumptions. That's also tough. And always do your best. That one's the hardest. So what? I just read the first chapter of this book.
Connor, I had no idea this book is the driving force of your life.
Yeah, Brooke, this book, if everyone would just read this book over and over and when they finish it, restart it from the beginning, I don't think anyone would have to go to therapy.
Ooh, okay. Interesting.
But you should. If that's something you feel.
Totally. Totally.
Okay, so our four agreements today are still brewing. Larry David, Air, we agree to disagree.
I mean, I don't even feel good about, I only feel good about Larry David.
So you're anti-Air?
It's not that I'm anti-Air, it's I don't care about Air.
Oh my gosh.
I should care more about Air.
It's just like, Air, I know, is not alive, but like I would hate to take it for granted.
I know. That's like when you have a stomach ache or a cold and you're like, I have taken for granted every second of my life where I did not have a stomach ache or my nose wasn't stuffed. And then you tell yourself, next time my nose isn't stuffed or next time my stomach doesn't hurt, I'm going to sit in that and appreciate it. And you never do. So I want everyone to take a minute. If your stomach doesn't hurt or your nose isn't clogged, appreciate the healthy feelings that you're feeling.
Oh my gosh, right now, Brooke.
Right now.
My nose isn't clogged and my stomach doesn't hurt.
And take a minute to really appreciate it.
I'm thankful. I'm feeling.
And I want those of you whose muscles don't feel like they're about to shatter into a million pieces.
You don't like
take
that feeling?
Take a minute. Connor, I can't move.
But it's like a good thing.
No,
like,
I'm not feeling good.
Oh.
Because they put too many weights on. If I had a little bit less weights, I would have left feeling good and wanting to go back.
Did you say that's too much weight for me?
Yeah.
Then sue them. I don't know. Take them to court.
Yeah. That sounds like a good idea.
Well, I had some discourse last night that I just have to get off my chest.
What?
Speaking of discourse. So yesterday I posted a question. You know, people, when they transport their bike, like if they're like a cyclist, they put it on top of their car.
Oh,
just
yeah,
like,
I saw that.
As if it's in motion. That always blows my mind as like it's sitting vertically, even though bikes are almost flat, like on their side.
Right.
So it blows my mind every time I see a bike sitting straight up on a car.
I don't know if I've ever seen that.
IRL.
I saw it on your story, but I don't think I've seen it. IRL, like on an IRL date.
On an IRL date, like a 1.5 million users of Tinder go on every so often.
Mm-hmm.
I've just recently, I bet you see it like 10 times after we talk about it, but
how I've been seeing Bert and Ernie literally everywhere.
Oh, have you?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the Bert and Ernie effect.
Yeah.
I think that you're going to start seeing it everywhere, and it just always blows my mind. And I posted just like, I'm a cyclist hater. Just
right.
Like, I have bad interactions with them. Every time they run stop signs, they like whatever, and it's like, I get you're on a bike, and like, I'm not going to hit you with my car, but like, be careful mm-hmm. and don't be a dick. Mm-hmm. And they just are consistently not okay.
Right. Like, you had strong words for them last night.
They were not well received?
No, I didn't think they would be. Did not think
they were
would
not
be.
Well received by the cyclist community. Yeah. People were calling me a cyclist as if it was like you're a racist or an ableist.
Right.
I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm not insulting something about you. I'm insulting your hobby.
Is that good? Is that a good thing
like,
to do?
I mean, like for some reason, people that play pickleball, I'm not pickleballist, but it's easy to make fun of, and they receive it well. It's a goofy little, it's big ping pong. You know, like, it's funny.
I think I get insulted if people insult my hobbies. Like, if somebody says, like, I remember one time someone said to me about knitting, like, I wish I could knit because you, like, don't need any skill.
Right, like, we talked about this. We talked about this because it was like, but it's something you can learn. It's like, I wish I could sing. You can sing really well. I can't learn to sing. You could see right through that. That's a farce.
People think anyone can learn to sing.
They're not okay.
I think you could.
That's a skill you're born with.
I think if you're not tone deaf, which you're not, you could take a singing class and learn to sing.
I wouldn't want to download my tracks.
You don't know that until you take the class.
Promise you, I've recorded myself in voice memo thinking like I finally figured out my pitch. Delete. Like it puts me in timeout. I drive in silence for minutes after I hear myself.
Right. So, well, maybe with a trained professional.
Yeah. Well, anyways, the cyclist community had it out for my neck. I'm genuinely scared I'm going to get my ass beat. They are just like not okay with being made fun of.
Right.
I didn't get the answer on why they travel with their bike sitting vertically on their vehicle. Mm-hmm. So that's still up there. But I think like a lot, like the communities online, if I were to rank like the scariest communities, cyclists are now, by the way, that's not a compliment to be a scary community online.
Right.
That means that you're not okay. Like Swifties.
I think every community has a scary piece. A scary sect.
I'm trying to think of like one that's just like unproblematic.
I can't think of any that don't have scary people because scary people are the loudest. So those are the ones that you're going to hear.
BNC community.
BNC has scary people.
They have scaries.
Yeah.
There's scaries in here.
Yeah.
Are the scaries in the room with us right now?
And I'm sure I'm one of the scaries in some of my communities.
Yeah, but
I belong to so many communities.
The scariest I've been involved with, I haven't had any run-ins with Swifties because I've been very clear that I'm also a Taylor Swift fan. But the Swifties scare me. The moms. Mm-hmm. The mamas. Scary
mama bears.
In the same vein, teachers understandably scare me. And then number four, cyclists.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Which like there was no reason for
that. You
should
have seen that coming.
I was okay with it. You have to have a little discourse. Like that's how you get traction. You got to have some strong opinions.
Did you keep it up?
I deleted it this morning.
Yeah.
Just because I was tired of getting DMs. No one was like, they just took it really seriously. They were like, I fucking hate you for this. And I was like, that's okay with me. Like, weed them out. I don't want you here.
Do you want to tell everyone what you said?
Yes. Sorry. I said, I'm not a cyclist. Actually, I said, I'm not cyclist, which like now I understand why they were like, you're being cyclist right now. I'm not a cyclist. I've never been a cyclist. I've never claimed to be a cyclist. Because, parentheses, I was raised in a loving home and had a great childhood, parentheses. But it never fails to blow my mind that you guys travel with your bikes vertically on top of your car. And then below I said, this is a rhetorical question. I know the answer that you do this is because you're a cyclist. No offense. You know, because like they don't do anything by the books, like obey street legal things, stop signs, etc.
Yeah, pretty harsh.
Get over it. It's your hobby.
Providing discourse. I'm just providing discourse.
Anyone who rides a bike is ugly. Like, I didn't say that.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it was pretty harsh, which is fine.
Yeah.
If you're okay with it.
I'm okay with it.
Great.
Yeah, I think that grow some balls if you're going to be riding your bike in the street.
Okay. Maybe you'll get hit by a cyclist soon.
I have been hit by a cyclist. And it
really?
Was their fault. Yeah, I was crossing the street. I got clipped in
the foot.
Is
that the same as your bird story or different?
Different. I got hit by a Toyota Corolla that time.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love it, Connor. How was your weekend?
It was good. I launched my drink on Friday.
How was that?
That was good. Is that all I did? Yeah. Wow. That was good. You came?
I did. It was a delicious drink.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had known before I drank the whole thing. I wish I had looked at the can. To see that it's 10%.
I said that on our podcast last week.
I guess I wasn't listening.
And I said...
Or that I had forgotten.
I said be careful with it when I handed it to you, too.
You didn't hand me your drink.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, at the event?
Yeah.
I thought you meant on the podcast. The thing is, Connor, I don't remember. Do you know why? because of the 10%.
It's 10% alcohol.
I wish I had gone a little bit slower.
Well,
but it did, like, that's good because it tasted good.
It's so good, like, over ice. I need to bring some in. Oh, here it is, right here. Connor Wood's spicy lime margarita. Went with the spicy lime margarita because that's what I've been drinking. Mm-hmm. And then it just worked out.
And you have literally always said that you love lime flavored thing.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I love lime. I love spice.
And it's not even that spice. Like, it is, there's a spice, but for people that don't like spice, like me, it's still good.
Yeah.
It's just like a little kick.
It was a kick. And it's like, basically, like, at the beginning, I was like, oh, I'm so excited. People were there and people were having the drink. And then, like, I was busy, so I wasn't really, like, drinking that much. And, like, I couldn't sit down and have a drink. So I was, like, running around and had Max there. And, like, 30 minutes in, I start talking to people, and I'm like, oh my God, everyone's so drunk.
Yeah.
Like people were like, they were having fun, but I was like, oh wow.
The
like
night really got away from everyone.
The night got away from everyone.
Except for you at first, which is always unsettling when you're the kind of like.
Well, I was entertaining.
Right.
At first.
At first.
Yeah. No, I carried it on pretty much the whole night. I did have people over to my house after, and then entertained, which is like the entertaining thing for me. Like, I'm just so, anytime I am like in charge of people having fun, I like do not have any fun.
Yeah.
And then like when I'm finally like off the clock, I like try to catch up with the drinking.
Right.
It never ends fun.
No.
It was fine for me though.
Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that reminds me. I like woke up so hungover on Saturday. Somehow, I guess it was from drinking.
Oh, I guess so. Yeah, I didn't leave my bed Saturday or Sunday.
I had to leave my bed Saturday because Hunter was in town.
Right.
And he's like, some people just don't get hungover and they're, but it's not even like about rest. It's about like, why are you hungover? They're like confused. Other people are hungover.
Right.
He was up and at him and I was like,
that
okay.
That makes no sense.
Let's go.
By the way.
But he brought this stuff. Because we had to go to a...
I see you have a tube in
We went hand. To a block party. I brought it today because you had posted about... Did you post about under eye? Something about your
oh,
under eye?
Oh, there's something wrong. There yes, was something wrong with my under eye.
He brought this stuff, cold brew under eye by Good Weird.
Oh my God.
It is... Unless I'm imagining it, which I don't think I am. Do I have under eye bags?
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit.
Well, let me see. This is the stuff that he brought.
Oh my God. Thanks, Connor. That's really thoughtful of you.
Yeah.
Is it kind of like cold to the...
Well, I had it in like my, against my thigh just now. So like for about an hour or so.
Oh no, that's a good feeling. This is what I was going to say that I was
you
like...
You have to kind of... Like, you have to rub
it. You have
it
like
in.
A huge glob.
Yeah, it's globbing.
Oh, it's globbing?
Yeah, I would say it's globbing big time.
I was going to say, I said, remind me to say something. And then I forgot. And then I just remembered. I got a facial.
Yeah.
Like last week. And I have always been so, or not always because they're more of a recent thing, but insecure about the lines on my forehead. And I have been wanting to get Botox, I'm too scared.
Yeah.
But the facial lady told me that my skin's just dehydrated and they're not a sign of age. They're just like dry wrinkles. Like think of SpongeBob. Out of water. Yeah, think of SpongeBob needing water. That's what my skin was doing. And so she gave me a hydrating facial and the lines completely disappeared.
A hydrating facial?
Via hydrating facial.
How did she get water?
I don't know. I think it was just like a lot of like hydrating product.
Oh.
But now they're completely back. So I'm going to get Botox.
What about drinking water?
I think that would help too. That's
like
why
with liquid IV.
Hydroflask.
Yeah. Hello.
But that's just something that I had no idea about.
I guess it makes sense.
That your skin would wrinkle up if you're dehydrated? Yeah.
If you're dehydrated.
I guess it does.
Because your body is made out of 90% water?
Something.
That's jellyfish.
How much? It's a lot of water.
We're like 70%. I feel like we've talked about this before on our science podcast.
Moral of the story, it's more than 50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. What? More than 50% of our body is water?
Yeah. Connor,
can we look it up? Yeah. I just need to see it in writing really quick.
I still have
you're still globbing. It's okay.
Oh, that's I hate things in the corners of Okay, a little bit more.
60% in adult men, about 60% of their bodies are water.
I kept putting more on.
In adult women, fat makes up more of the body than men, so they have about 55% of their bodies made of water.
55% of my body?
Yeah, but I'm 60. Somehow.
Is there still glubes
under
my
No, you're good. Head? You're not glubing anymore.
Okay.
Wait. Oh, probably because of boobs. And boobs are like fat, right?
Yeah, but so like we're just like more cushiony in general.
That's awesome.
Not really, but yeah.
Well, if you got hit by a car, a Toyota Corolla on a bird scooter, you'd probably...
I don't think that's how it works, though. Mm. I think it's more just like childbearing vibes.
Love that.
Me too. Me too, Connor.
Is this going to be like a dead air episode? Because I'm not having the same...
Je ne sais quoi.
Je ne sais quoi, like liaison from one thought to another abilities that I think we usually
have. We can't
have.
Do that every episode.
No, we need to give our minds a break.
Yeah. The thing about our minds is they are firing on all cylinders 158% of the time, 24/7. Like, we don't stop thinking. We don't stop being smart and whatnot. So we do need to give our brains a rest sometime.
I wouldn't dream of stopping being smart.
No. You wouldn't.
No. Mm-mm. And it may come as an alarm to a lot of people that we do need to take a break. Sometimes.
You
want to
hear the dumbest thing that I think I've ever done or have ever thought? You know how like billboards for movies are like only in theaters October 21st?
Yeah.
I just now realized that meant like the only place you could watch it is the theater.
You thought it was
I
only
thought it
on
was
that
only
day.
Going to be in theaters that day. Which I was always like, that's weird because they always seem to be in theaters longer than just that day.
That's why
it's like not on demand or anything.
Punctuation is so important.
No, it is. I think they need to fix that.
Only in theater. Only, comma, in theaters.
Or only in theaters, parentheses, not on demand, and parentheses, October 21st.
We're always saying context is so key. Mm-hmm. If you can provide it in a succinct manner.
If you can.
Oh, that's interesting. I wonder if that was like a marketing ploy for children.
Because
they're going to think it's only in theaters that one day.
And like want to go.
So box office sales are going to be like through the roof.
No, I don't think so. I think it's just a matter of change the phrasing.
Could be marketing though.
Although how else would they say it without the parentheses?
Punctuation.
What? How would you?
I'm bad at punctuation, and I don't get along with anyone who uses commas.
Okay.
I hate when people are like, "Thanks, comma, Connor." Period.
Well, that's weird in tech.
Thanks, Connor. I don't know. I just like that type of person that would use a comma correctly. Technically, I just like never see eye to eye with. I don't really have anything else to say.
DSDF.
DSDF. That should be our fourth agreement. I guess that would be agree to disagree.
We're only
too.
On the second.
Because air is no longer an agreed upon
we took
thing.
Air off. Yeah, DSDF.
So DSDF, and then we could...
But is that even like a valid thing that we agree that like you can have different opinions?
Different strokes, different
that feels
folks.
Like a cop-out.
No, different strokes, different folks is like acknowledging that people are not... You're not going to see eye to eye with someone, but like you're mature enough to be like, but we can coexist and move on.
Yeah. Or host a podcast together. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the SDF. I believe in it as one of the four principles.
How was your weekend?
How was my weekend?
How was it?
I don't think I did. Well, I saw you Friday and then had to completely rest on Saturday. And then I got addicted to resting. So then had to rest all day on Sunday as well.
Yeah.
So that was my weekend. But Monday, Megan won a contest to go watch a live recording of Conan's podcast. And Conan is her tier one, which is really... I have two best friends in my life whose tier one is Conan O'Brien.
Who's the other person?
My friend Jen from home is like her... The love of her life is Conan.
Uh-huh.
Which like totally love and respect. It's just interesting that there's two of them, you know?
Yeah.
So I've always had an appreciation for Conan because...
By proxy.
Just by proxy. Munchausen's by proxy. And... There's always a surprise celebrity guest. So I was like, who could this be? I was so excited, so stoked. And earlier that day, I had been posting nonstop about the Ed Sheeran song Barcelona, just being like the best song that I've ever heard in my life. And then on the way to Conan, listening to Barcelona by Ed Sheeran. Surprise guest, Ed S. Can you believe that?
No. When I saw that, you texted me and I was like, that's super interesting.
Like that is...
We also have talked about
that the manifestation space has gone beyond these two seats.
Well, the fact that we've talked about him about 1 million times, we talked about his new album, we talked about him doing the pop-up show.
Yeah.
And then you post about him that day.
That day is what's scaring me.
Yeah.
So I want to take some time to manifest some things because feels like the time.
Okay. Take the bouton.
Okay, first of all, I'm going to meet the love of my life before 2024, by the way. So in the next few months.
3 months. Two and a half months.
Going hand in hand with that, I'm going to get on Raya.
Good.
And so is Izzy and so is Luke.
Yeah.
Okay? Going hand in hand with that, Andrew Garfield is going to be on Chicken Shop Date, platonically.
Has he not been?
No, he hasn't been.
Oh, wow.
But he will be now.
I know. Yeah, he will.
Yeah.
I can't believe he hasn't. The interviews on the red carpet with him are just like so good. I think they're better
He's going to be on it.
Chicken Shop
Now, soon. Wow. Platonically, yeah. And what's the last thing? I'm going to have a really good interaction with one of my celebrity crushes. And they're going to be like, oh my God, that she's so sweet and adorable.
You kind of had that, I feel like, with Jonathan Groff.
It's a work in progress for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, well, you're on good momentum.
Is there anything else you want to get in on that? Anything you need to manifest?
Yeah, I need to manifest some stuff.
Something huge is going to happen, like career-wise too.
Oh, I want that.
Okay, take it.
Something huge is going to happen career-wise for me as well too.
Very cool.
Yeah. I have two shows tomorrow in San Diego.
Yes.
And I'm going to kill it.
Yeah.
Back to back. Even though everyone says when you're doing really well, usually you bomb the next one, and I did really well the last one.
Oh.
So I'm just thinking about driving 2 hours down to San Diego and then pooping my pants on the stage, basically.
Well, everyone that's going already knows you, so if you poop in your pants, they'll support.
I, like, want to poop in my pants.
Oh. Why?
So I can, like, have an excuse to be like, I'm so sorry, I shit
in my
pants. I have to go home.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not going to manifestation day. I'm not going to poop in my pants. But no, I'm going to do really well there. I want something else though.
I feel like that's less manifestation because it's like kind of in your control.
Because I'm working on it.
Yeah. Okay. You have to manifest something that like it's just in the universe's hand.
I forget that manifestation is like I'm going to sit back and let this unfold without actually with it being on the back burner.
So for example, I have no control over Chicken Shop. From meeting the love of my life, really.
Oh my God.
So that's something the universe is going to handle.
Crap, I don't really have anything.
You don't need the universe to help you out?
No, I do, but I just can't think of it off the top of my head.
Okay. Maybe you're happy with everything that you have right now.
Mm-mm, that's not it.
Oh, that couldn't possibly be it.
No.
Okay. We can come back to
you. Yeah, let's come back because I'm going to have something.
Yeah.
I'm going to have something totally.
Totally.
You know what I would like to have?
What?
I've gotten kind of better at this, but just like. Less, no, this is not manifestation either. I want to just be like firing off my TikToks like I used to 3 years ago.
Right, that's not manifestation.
I know, I just like need to be that's therapy. Like I need to be in a better headspace.
Right.
I want to manifest a better headspace because that's out of my control.
I was thinking of manifesting a different brain, but or like just like something, like a lobotomy without a lobotomy, you know?
Yeah, because like.
But I don't know if that's
I wouldn't want to get a lobotomy and then like be like, get buyer's remorse for my lobotomy.
That would be the worst type of buyer's remorse.
But like, I don't even think you would realize it.
Can you reverse lobotomy? Like reverse vasectomy vibes?
No, once your
brain tubes are completely tied.
Your tubes are tied on that one. That's what I've been saying, by the way. Or my new saying that has been catching a lot of people. My tubes are tied on that one. Like I had no choice.
Yeah.
What's the actual saying that I've?
Hands.
My hands are tied?
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't even make sense now. My tubes are tied.
Right.
My hands are tied to what?
No, like your hands are
untie
tied.
Them
like you
if
can't,
your hands.
You can't use your hand. You can't do anything.
Brooke, if my hands are tied together, I'm just going to simply untie them with my fingers.
Okay, we'll try
my
that out.
My fingers aren't. You should say your fingers are
we'll
tied on this
your
one.
Hands in the bonus, and so we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm hog tied here.
Oh my God, that reminds me. I was I was doing this bit again this weekend that was just like not landing, just like talking about fisherman's knots nonstop.
Walk me through that one.
I don't even remember, actually. I just could not stop like slipping fisherman knot into
I don't know what you mean.
I don't get it either. Did I not do that to you on Friday?
I don't know what I was you did just to like, me on Friday. I kept seeing you. You were like the Flash. I would blink and then you'd be like over here alone at the golf course.
Like I would just be like, if you were going to go get a drink, I'd be like, oh, did you try the fisherman's knot?
Oh, I like that.
And it just like...
Were you on a solo venture?
Yeah. Okay. I was fisherman knotting myself all around. But that was just speaking of knots.
Speaking of knots.
Yeah.
There's never a bad time to knot.
No. Could you name other types of knots? Because I couldn't. That's how this all came up.
Yes.
It was the only knot I could say was the fisherman's knot.
Rap, I used to know so many knots. Crap, I used to know so many knots. Crap. Knots. Something knot. Helix knot?
Mm-mm.
The monkey fist?
Oh, I was going to tell you something else about Ed Sheeran.
Okay.
They spent the whole episode talking about celebrities. It was like kind of like BNC vibes, just like what celebrities like they want to meet, like what happens when they do meet celebrities, like how they approach.
Ed Sheeran was talking about meeting a celebrity?
And Conan, yeah.
Who was Conan
so
talking about?
So Ed was saying like this is his, he was talking about basically like his model of meeting celebrities, his version of clout chasing. Basically. So what he does, he does the reverse ethical clout chase. He will not go up to someone. He will not meet someone.
Well, he doesn't have to.
Unless they say, I want to meet Ed. Isn't that interesting? That's exactly opposite reverse clout chasing. That's reverse clout chasing.
So if they say they want to meet Ed, Ed then says, oh, okay.
Only then, like, now even if he's around his idol, he will not go up and say hi.
Who's his idol, did he say? Did he
like
drop
Bruce
names?
Bruce Springsteen.
Oh.
Or Bob Dylan. He won't go say hi. He will wait till...
Well, Bob Dylan's like mega dead, right?
I don't... Like, is he dead?
He's dead.
Oh, I didn't know that. I think he's not dead at all.
I hope he's alive.
I think he is.
Oh my gosh, not Bob Dylan
alive.
Dropping dead the second we stop recording.
Oh God, that's so scary.
No, we're not
manifesting.
Yeah,
he's alive.
Oh,
but
good. Thank
I don't remember.
God.
I actually don't remember if they were talking about Bob Dylan or Springsteen, but...
Brooke, we will go on the watch list if anything happens to Bob Dylan.
I know.
I'm serious.
How old is Bob Dylan? So that would not be our fault. He's old.
I'm about to start crying. I'm serious.
He's fine.
Okay.
He's fine.
Let's move on quickly so that whatever entity is in the room doesn't catch
But I
wind.
Guess you're right. Like, we can't use
Ooh,
that model.
I just got mega chills from that.
He's fine.
Okay, who are they talking? Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, but we can't. I guess you're right. Like, we can't do that model because it's not like Bruce Springsteen's going to be like, I need to meet Fibula. No offense.
Watch your mouth.
Do you know what I mean, though?
Yeah, but I'm not worried about that. I think if, like Ed Sheeran hearing Bruce Springsteen say, I want to meet, or, like, knowing who Ed is but not saying I want to meet Ed is, like, would be enough for me.
Uh-huh.
Or wait, not saying explicitly I want to meet Ed Sheeran, but being like, oh, yeah, I know Ed. That's enough for
okay.
me.
Okay.
Yeah. But I have no shame also. But is he ashamed of going up to someone or is he just like, I meet a lot of people?
No, he's just like, I won't. Like, because he's like, he doesn't want the interaction to just be like, hi, I'm Ed, I'm a fan. Like, he wants it to be.
I've always.
More than that. So I think it would only be more than that for him if they.
Wait, let's be the dangerous people in the Ed Sheeran stan group. Or let's be the
Ed heads.
We're Ed heads.
I am an Ed head. I have not listened to any of his recent music though. But first three albums, I would die for.
Shape of You and My Way.
That's Frank Sinatra.
I know. Shape of You and My Way are, I want to be my death songs.
Really?
I want you to put Shape of You first to see if I come back to life because that song always makes me move my hips.
I don't like that one.
It was my favorite for over a year.
I like the slow, sad ones about like dying and love and broken hearts. I love a sad man song, like Lewis Capaldi, Ed.
Yeah, it comes from the soul.
It's so soul vibes.
Well, I like Shape of You because it makes me want to shake.
That's more of like Bustin'.
Shape of You.
Bustin' that song.
Shake my ass.
Yeah.
To that song. The beginning. Dung, 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 mm-hmm. dung, dung.
The club is not the best place to find a lover.
But the bar is where I'm at.
Yeah, you'll go there.
he only speaks truth.
Do you have chills?
Yeah, I'm kind of Ed heading out over here.
Wow. Okay, when we said that this is an Ed Sheeran safe space, someone was like, oh, thank God, like, I don't like Ed. No, we don't mean like the space is safe from Ed Sheeran. We mean like any Ed Sheeran
slander blocked.
Slander will not be tolerated in this space.
Mm-mm. It never has. Mm-mm. Even before all of these recent interactions with Ed. Oh, we're gonna have Ed on the podcast, by the way.
In hindsight, though, I do wish it was like a completely different guest that I had seen. Out of nothing but respect to Ed. Like, it would have been fun if it was a comedian.
You get what you get and you don't throw a fit.
You get what you get and you don't get upset. Fit doesn't rhyme with get.
Well, it's just like a DSDF situation. I was raised in a different realm. Conan, I do want to say, like, I've never been a huge Conan fan ever since, like, high school when we did that face matching thing and I got him 99.9% match and I just, like... Automatically, I was like, I don't like this man. He's the only good one left.
He's a king.
And I feel ill that I ever spoke.
No, he's like truly a king.
Poorly of him. Yeah.
He is. I can't think of anybody actually that's more always on than him.
Always on. And he's home.
He's Conan is home. Home is where the
home
Conan
is where the cone is. Cone the bone.
Yeah. He's an awesome guy.
Love him.
Yeah. And truly, like, of the late night.
You know what's weird? What? You posted a picture one time and you were like, how is this not like you and me?
Who was that? Conan and
some woman.
Was it Sarah Silverman?
No.
Oh, you know, I know exactly who it was.
Who the hell was it?
Spanish teacher from That's So Raven, I think.
Wow.
What's her name?
Couldn't tell you.
I don't know.
Oh, I have good news in the updating space.
What?
I've gotten word from several people that we are back in negotiations for the strike.
That's exciting.
And we could see a wrap up by the end of November.
That's actually so far away still, though.
If not January.
No, you're kidding.
No. So I'm looking forward to your podcast being launched after Thanksgiving.
Talk about that on this podcast, Obsessed.
No. Yeah, Obsessed will come out whenever the strike is over.
Yeah.
So fingers crossed that that's tomorrow. So.
Yeah, that would be, I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
Manifest it.
Oh, manifest the end of
the strike will be over.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
The strike will be over tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow. Oh, I wish I could find, there's a video of me singing that song on the local news in eighth grade.
Huh?
Huh? That woman.
Oh!
Yes! Yes!
No way!
That is us. Like, that's scary. That's like terrifying. I'm shaking my boots.
Rosa Bodo.
Oh, yeah. Rosa Bodo. Abdu.
Totally. What about it? Tomato, tomato.
That is frighteningly. We should recreate that photo.
We should recreate that photo.
Yeah. Something to consider.
Totally. Love and Rose Abdu today. All right. We talked about yesterday. There was a tweet that went viral mode about things that we're always talking about, things people don't talk about on here. But like someone finally tweeted and said, here's some things that people don't. You know what's interesting about our podcast?
A lot of things. What are you thinking of?
We can't really be put in a box. We've said that before, but like we're not relationships and dating.
Although it is listed as that on an Apple podcast.
Why?
We are in the relationship segment.
The charts,
I don't know.
The charts will never be in our favor because we don't subscribe to any of our categories.
What is one thing we've ever said about relationships? I'd like to be in one. That's it.
Relationship and dating advice over here, please. For us, someone call in. We should be in like a category of our own called Good Weird.
Good Weird?
Yeah.
Then
called called Discourse.
Discourse, DSCF, Discourse. That's smart because if we're in our own category, we'll always be number one.
Yeah.
Ooh, I actually gave myself goosebumps. That's a good life motto. Put yourself in your own category. That way you'll always be number one. I have the hairs on my body are standing
Wait,
up.
What is your category that you're putting yourself
in? I don't know. I'm just saying put yourself, be one of a kind. That way you'll always be number one of that kind.
We're in a...
How is that new?
Brooke, we're back to our roots. We're a philosophy podcast.
Yeah.
We're in the philosophy category, Connor, of podcasts.
Ooh, wow. Like, we're dumb, but we're so smart.
We get there.
We are the smartest dumb people I've ever met.
We get there. We have to talk ourselves through it, but we get there.
Yeah.
There's no end in sight. There's no light at the end of the tunnel, but we'll find it.
I actually realized recently, it's not that we're dumb, because there are most, or at least all of my friends, like, don't know a lot of the stuff that we don't know, like Roman Empire, etc. Like, that kind of stuff. We're just not afraid to say it out loud.
You think I'm scared?
No, I don't. I know you're not.
No.
Yeah.
Again, with the cyclists. Like, I'm okay with that. I have an opinion. Here's something. Speaking of Roman Empire, I figured it out.
What?
Here's Puka Shell Cross Necklace Discourse. Ready?
Ready.
I think the divide, and we can go to women after this because there is a conversation about like what the female version of the Roman Empire is.
Yes.
I think you can divide guys into two categories, and I think this is it. Roman Empire men, guys that think about the Roman Empire, and guys that think about pirates.
Oh.
Because I started thinking today, I think about pirates like a couple times a week. I do.
What about them specifically do you think about?
The high seas and treasure and drinking.
The Dutchman's treasure.
One gold blue plastic. Like eye patches.
We don't talk about
and
pirates.
Swords. Yeah. And battles on the sea, but like, I'm not really talking about, you know, I'm sure it was brutal out there. I wouldn't survive very long, but like, I love Pirates of the Caribbean. The play. I love all of that, the lore about it, you know?
Yeah.
The Flying Dutchman and.
Yeah.
And his treasure in the Kraken. Yes. That's so fun.
Red beard.
That was real. I think that was real. Now, I'm not talking about current day Somalian pirates. That's where it gets a little dark.
Right.
But that does open the question, you know, in whatever, several years, are they going to be like, Somalian pirates were so cool and badass on their little boats?
We'll never know.
I'm the captain now.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's good, Connor.
So how often do you think about pirates at all?
No, but now I probably will start.
Well, there's a pirate flag on my street that someone has up underneath the American flag, which I just think is just like really cool.
But having a pirate flag now, is that like in solidarity with the Somalian pirates or is that like a throwback?
I don't know. I think it's like, I think it's cool and like a little bit like vintage vibes.
Oh, it's vintage?
Yeah, it's kind of like having... like a Bronco, like an old Bronco.
Oh, and you know me, I can't tell the difference between
a Bronco and a dump truck. That's what
really,
you said the other day.
No, it's not like I'm not shitting on them. I just don't have like the eye of like being able to tell what's a nice car or not. So like when you point out an old Bronco, like that to me, there's no difference between trucks are all trucks to me. So like an old Bronco is the same as like a construction truck.
I love that.
Same with shoes and watches. Like, I just Google white sneaker and buy the first one that I see on Amazon. All the same to me.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's cool. But if I looked at yarn, I'd be like, that's yarn. And you'd be like, that's string.
Yeah, probably.
And I love that for us.
Me too, Connor. Yeah. That's that's an example of DSDF, like, working beautifully.
DSDF tattoos.
Okay. Yeah. I would get a matching tattoo with you to commemorate the pod.
Or I would actually get the phrase, different strokes, different folks. Or should we get
DSDF? I don't want letters or words. Like, I want a picture.
Oh, crap. I want DSDF.
I know.
I love letters.
But what if you got DSDF and I got, like, a symbol that represents it?
What would be the symbol?
A Bronco? A pirate ship?
A Bronco would be a cool tattoo, though, and I would have DSDF.
Yeah.
What if we had a cool font? What if you picked the font?
I can't. I don't know why. It's just, like, I don't want any words.
Okay, we'll sit on it.
Okay, that's fine.
Wait, that's just like a perfect example of DSDF, though. You want an image. Mm-hmm. I love images, too.
Yeah, you do.
And I don't love words that much, but they look cool on your skin.
I don't know. I just don't know how they'd look on my my skin piece.
So what do you think the female equivalent?
Well, everybody's been saying Silver Springs, the 1997 live performance.
Oh.
Which, 100%, I can't watch. I can't go to sleep without watching that.
Yeah.
Like, that is my melatonin. But everyone's saying that. You know what? Everybody's talking about that performance, and yet we're not talking about it enough.
Interesting.
Like, I think it should be the only thing anyone ever talks about is that performance of Silver Springs. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, you're never going to talk about Fleetwood Mac to me too much, or Stevie Nicks.
Oh, I've meant to wear my Fleetwood Mac tee.
Damn. Today. Well, I like the bear
my
sweater.
My bear sweater, yeah.
I love little
it's
teddy
like
bears.
It's like 70 plus degrees out, though.
Not right now. It's like 64.
It was 64, and now it's hot.
You know what I love?
What do you love?
Shorts and long sleeve shirt season.
Connor, me too.
Agreement!
I think that's two. We're three because DSDF.
Larry David, DSDF, and shirt slash shorts season.
My personal, we don't talk about enough slash, what is it? Not Boston Tea Party. Roman Empire. My personal Roman Empire slash we don't talk about this enough is Jonathan Larson.
Who's that?
Okay, let me give you a little bit of an intro of what you can expect on Obsessed. Jonathan Larson is the playwright and the composer who wrote Tick Tick Boom.
Yeah, okay.
And Rent.
Yeah, yeah. Got it.
And here's the thing. Here's the lore, Connor.
I'm ready for lore.
Yeah, let me tell you the lore. He wrote Tick Tick Boom first, and Tick Tick Boom is basically like kind of an autobiographical story about how he kept getting like rejection after rejection, and he's turning 30, hence 3090, which is from Tick Tick Boom, and he feels like time is running out, like tick tick tick, like he feels like he's up against the clock, like he doesn't know like when he's gonna make something of himself or if he's gonna make something of himself.
Oh no, that's
because of all these rejections.
Yeah.
So Tick Tick Boom is just like about him being rejected, and then Tick Tick Boom actually, ironically, being about all the rejections he's had, was the first one of his plays that like took off a little. Like it didn't take off very much, but it took off a bit. And then he made Rent, which is the musical that completely redefined.
I know, redefined
what musicals could look like.
Yeah.
The first like rock musical, the first musical with like a darker subject matter. So every musical that I love came after Rent because it took pieces of Rent.
So your life is
based off of Jonathan Larson.
Is BR and AR.
Connor, 150%. Here's like the kicker. Tick Tick Boom is about like he felt like he was up against the clock. Then he made Rent. He died on opening night of Rent. He never got to see it. He never got to see what a success it became.
Wait.
Tick Tick Boom.
Boom.
He and his heart literally exploded. He had an aneurysm. Do you have goosebumps?
Wait, who else died on like the day at like the day that their big thing was released? Like somebody else. That's like a huge thing somebody else did.
That's Jonathan Larson.
No, because I didn't know that until just now. But I know of someone else. The guy that built the statue outside of the Denver airport, that happened to him too. Not as cool, but
like
statue.
How insane is that? Is you're working your whole life, you feel like time's running out, you finally get it, and you never get to see and. Like the amount of awards that he won after he died, like the impact.
Yeah.
He never saw any of it. Thank you to Andrew Garfield for continuing his legacy in Tick Tick Boom.
That's why I kind of want to fake both of our. Thanks, Andrew. That's why I want to fake both of our deaths and see how big our podcast gets. And then we come back. Penny for your thoughts. Oh no, I'll sell them for a dollar. There were so much more after you're a goner. We'd get so many brand deals if we died for a second.
Well, you know, it's actually, I asked my therapist, it is completely normal to think about what would happen when you die and like what would happen at your funeral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
have we spoken about that?
We talk about it like nonstop.
Oh, okay. That's something we can agree on.
Ask her if it's normal how much we talk about it.
Yeah.
We talk about it a lot. Like,
I
you sent me a Snapchat the other day that said, I wish I could die for like 3 days and then come back. But I think you were just talking about like taking a nap.
I was exhausted. Probably.
Like a self-induced coma.
I think, I guess it's like getting comfortable with your own mortality, like talking about it, that helps, you know? But then sometimes, you know that feeling you get when all of a sudden it's like it's not okay to talk about anymore?
Yes.
I'm kind of getting that right now.
Woo! Okay, let's move on. Okay, wait. So someone tweeted the other day that was like, stuff no one talks about enough. I made a little list.
Jonathan Larson and Silver Springs.
I have one for you. Joan Cusack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We could talk about her a little bit more.
Who looks
you know what else
like
we could
her?
Do? Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Incredible woman.
She needs to cast Joan Cusack more. Well, I guess not currently.
Right, because she's standing. with SAG, but
You know,
in maybe late November, early January.
I love her.
If our manifestation works, tomorrow.
Yeah, hopefully.
Wait, there is someone that looks exactly like her. Are we friends with this person? Do you know who I'm talking about? Someone started telling someone they look like Joan Cusack, and we were like, yes. We can come back to it. We'll figure it out retroactively.
I don't know. Off the top of my I know someone, but I don't think that you know
them. No, I know. Obviously, I know them. I'm talking about it.
I know someone completely different, but I thought of them separately.
Who is it?
Carson.
That's who I'm thinking of.
You're lying.
Did you post something about it?
Yes,
I think I was thinking.
Okay,
I'm
that's
just thinking
what it is.
That's your friend. I'm thinking I have a friend.
Let me show you a picture of Carson.
Yeah.
Cochran.
Oh, so I don't have a friend that looks like Joan Cusack. Connor does.
No, but I just don't think you've met her.
No, I haven't. But did you? Yeah. Oh, they're like, it's a spitting image.
They're like identical.
You must have posted something about it, and
I might have like close friends.
That really is so scary how someone could post something about it. And I don't know her. And then I can go on to be like, I have a friend that looks like Joan Cusack.
Oh.
And I just, you know.
No, me. You could tell a story one time and then I'll tell it for 6 years. Yeah. And I put myself into that story.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll be like, I was on my period and I was like on a flight. And I was right. Like, wait.
Was I?
Was that me?
Mm-hmm.
Let me keep going. All right. Dog's weird random thumb that's halfway up their arm.
That's like a elbow.
There's a fingernail on it.
I've never seen this thumb then.
I'll send you a picture this afternoon.
Maybe there's something wrong with Max.
No. Everyone has it. I'll look it up.
Okay.
Wait, can we look up dog thumb thing? Talent?
On arm?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah. That's going to be
halfway up their arm.
Okay, so Max's is a little bit higher up than that. But he's from the pound. What are you going to do? Like, Max's looks like that, bottom middle. Yeah.
That looks like a heel.
Okay, so why is it on his elbow? Do you hear that frog in my throat?
Wait, that wasn't on purpose?
No. What was that? What was
What Where's was that?
That? That was the manifestation ghost that entered my body.
Oh my God. Connor, that was
so. I don't feel good.
I thought you were doing a bit that I didn't get.
I thought
you were going full fisherman.
No, I want to go home. I wasn't going fisherman's knot at that time.
Oh, I was good. We got to clip that.
I was going Flying Dutchman.
Oh my God, wait.
I can't even do that again if I tried.
I have a video of my brother giving a presentation in college, and in the middle of the presentation, he got like mucus in his throat. And he couldn't go.
Do you have a video of it?
Yes.
Oh no.
And then he addressed it. Like, he was like, sorry, I have mucus in my throat.
I would just be like,
oh, I hope I have that. I don't know if I do.
I mean, that just made me really nervous, and I tried to talk through it, thinking it would clear, and it didn't. I really want to hear it back as we speak.
That got me good.
Oh, man. Okay, while you find that, I just would like to know, you know, what that thing is in the middle of my dog's wrist. Oh, it's called a dew claw? What to do about them? Oh, I got to do something about it? Oh, I shouldn't have asked. It doesn't seem to bug him. A dew claw is a digit, a vestige on some animals on the foot of many mammals, birds, and reptiles, including some extinct. It commonly grows higher on the leg than the rest of the foot. Okay, too many words here. The name refers to the dew claw's allegedly tendency to brush dew away from the grass. Neat. On dogs and cats, the dew claws are inside on the front leg, similarly to a human's thumb, which shares evolutionary homology, although many animals have dew claws, similar species do not. Horses, giraffes.
Oh, so it's the thumb vibes? Dog.
Yeah, but it's to get the dew. I don't understand when his wrist would hit the dew. Also, what's wrong with dew?
What do you mean?
What, a wild animal's scared of a little dew? I get a cat because they don't like to be wet, but a dog?
Yeah,
provide extra traction and help stabilize the carpal wrist joint. Okay, shouldn't have asked. This is like over. We just don't talk about it enough. I didn't know what it was. Oh, we've talked about it. Now we've talked about it plenty.
I'm glad we got that.
I think people talk about this enough. Last night I was like, oh, I don't talk about this enough.
Right.
When you get a to-go box and then you leave the to-go box at the restaurant, that feeling of like, you really can't talk about how painful that is. Mm-hmm. Because like no one in that moment can relate. No one's like, oh, it's okay. But like that hurts. That feels, I mean, it is identical to dropping like a $20 bill on the ground, or like potentially like a $30 bill if that existed.
Do you know in France, or I guess in other parts of Europe too, they just don't do to go?
They also do smaller serving sizes. Yeah. So like you're going to eat all your food.
But I remember like when we did a French exchange program in high school and my French student was staying with me, she was like completely shell shocked by us being able to take food to go, because she was just like, that like free food. I was, babe, we paid for it.
Yeah. Yeah. That reminds me, one time I went to Germany with my dad and we were getting food, whatever. And we both ordered French fries. You have to order them separately. And we both ordered them for our meals with our burgers, which that's so embarrassing to say. We were in Germany. We ordered burgers and fries. And she brought one order of fries. My dad goes, oh, oops, she only brought one. And he goes, we ordered two, actually. And she goes, I think that's fine for you. Didn't bring the other order. And it was fine. It was totally plenty of food.
Okay, I actually did find the video.
Oh, nice. Okay.
But I need a few more seconds because I think my brother posted it on TikTok.
Okay.
Sorry, this is taking a long time.
No worries. I'll keep going.
Yeah, please do.
Playgrounds. Now, playgrounds... Here's the thing about playgrounds. I don't think we talk about enough about how like kids are having fun on them. That's who they're made for. But like the parents aren't having fun because they're genuinely so dangerous. But they're made for kids. When you can finally, as an adult, be safe enough, they don't make any adult playgrounds. I guess like a bar would be an adult playground, but like I want to go down a slide every now and then.
I would love to go. I would love an adult Chuck E. Cheese. Or an adult like McDonald's.
Dave and Buster's.
No, they don't have like things you can climb in.
I guess you're right. I just think that if that probably does exist in like the Midwest, but free idea if it doesn't, like an adult, I want to jump off a jungle gym. I want to get in a jungle gym. I want to like crawl through tubes like a big hamster.
I want to jump into a pit.
A ball pit.
I want the styrofoam pit.
Yeah, me too.
I can't find the video, by the way.
Okay, that's fine.
I want like a styrofoam, that I used to have at gymnastics class. Oh, I love those.
Yeah, me too. You think I wouldn't?
No, I know you would.
Yeah.
One thing we could agree on.
Adult jungle gym ball pit.
Yeah.
Combo. People aren't talking enough about the Panama Papers.
I don't know what that is.
Me either. So they should talk about it.
Where did you get that from?
That one was quoted on Twitter.
Okay. What are the Panama Papers?
Let's learn together.
When we learn together.
If you had to guess what the Panama Papers what would you say?
Some sort of treaty.
I would say it was like some sort of treaty.
Yeah, me too.
If
I had to guess.
This is the Pandora Papers. Oh, the Pandora Papers are a 2021 leak of nearly 12 million documents incriminating hundreds of global wealthy elite for tax avoidance and corruption. Well, the reason no one's talking about them, and the reason that this podcast will be receiving a cease and desist, probably, a giant leak of more than 11.5 financial and legal records, okay, exposes a system that enables crime, corruption, and wrongdoing hidden by secretive offshore companies.
We're not doing it on purpose.
So that wealthy elite, we had no idea what they were. We would like to not be shadow banned though, and they're probably in charge of that. Hey, we'll keep it on the hush hush. We won't even look any further into it.
My tubes are tied.
My tubes are tied in this one. All right, moving on.
Oh, what? Why are you chuckling?
No, I don't want to talk about it today because I know that we talk about it so much. But Wet Goddess.
Okay, you can talk about Wet Goddess. I'll give you Wet Goddess pass.
Wet Goddess that. Okay, no one talks about Wet Goddess, the novella written about a woman and a dolphin that were in a love affair in, I believe, the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
you can buy this book, Wet Goddess, on Amazon.
Let's read the description.
Wet Goddess paperback, January 1, 2009 is when it was released. Set at the height of the Vietnam protests, Jimi Hendrix and LSD, Wet Goddess is a story of strange encounters, awkward misadventures, and ultimately love. Mm. What they fail to say is that the love is between a woman and a dolphin.
Right.
They were in a relationship. It's genuinely tragic. Basically, they were trying to see if they could train a dolphin. The U.S. government was seeing if they could train a dolphin to communicate with humans, and so that they could be used as spies, I think, against Russia.
And then they fell in love during that
process. They put them in a house. The woman lived in a house for some amount of time, just her and the dolphin. The house was filled with like 6 feet of water or something. So like, yes, they had relations. And then the woman had to move on with her life, obviously.
But that's like not okay.
It's not okay at all.
Right.
But, I'm so sorry.
And
the dolphin is so smart. Dolphins are smart. And they're one of the only mammals that have sex for pleasure. The dolphin killed itself.
Oh my, because it was so upset.
Yeah, like it got depressed after the loss of its lover, and the being it was in a relationship with, it killed itself.
That's so sad. That's sad.
So check out the book on Amazon. I hope that I've been on TikTok a lot recently, and like every other post is fucking eligible for commission posts.
Yeah, what is...
So TikTok shop...
Speaking of, does that purple tooth serum work, do you think?
That's all I've been seeing. But everything...
I need it.
Everything is like a Hydro Flask. Everything is like the whitening kit. Everything is like floorboard. No, it's floorboard cleaner. Like, it's just this stuff that I'm like, that's neat, but how much money are these people making off this stuff? I think it's 23 cents per sale that they get on these products through the TikTok shop.
That's probably a lot when it gets like millions.
No, it gets millions.
Views.
No, I just saw one last night for a Hydro Flask that had 1 million likes. And I don't know.
So, how do we hook ours up?
You just set up your TikTok shop, I think. But I'm usually posting products out of the kindness of my heart. I guess I could be making money off of that, though.
Get your bag, King.
Get your money up, not your funny up. And you guys are looking real funny out there right now. Everything's eligible for commission.
Huh.
Which, like,
that's,
I guess,
kind of sad.
But I know, it is kind
We're
of sad.
We're losing the heart of TikTok.
Well, I guess, like, if you create your FYP, I guess. I'm not on it enough to
you
create
You pave your own way. You create your own path. Yeah. Oh my God, what did I say earlier?
That you put yourself in your own category, so you're always number one.
Wow, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good. Okay, I found this video, and now it's not going to be funny at all because I've hyped it up so much.
We'll just play it. Let's see how it is.
Okay, this is him giving a presentation, my brother, in his philosophy class. Oh my God, I know. I'm just like anticipating one of those moments where everyone's going to be dead silent, like not laughing.
We can do is come up with more modernized options and a larger variety of options for people that don't think college is correct for them. And lastly, just as Einstein said, we need to accept that there are many forms of intelligence and not just the one that today's society.
That's what I sounded like. That's what happened to me.
That is so good.
It happened to me too. Don't be scared to speak up.
No, don't be scared. Guys, please don't be scared to keep talking through it.
Mm-hmm.
I
love that it came right after. And finally, after, just like Einstein's dead. Like Einstein is some alien man.
That is so good.
Like Einstein said, from beyond the grave.
Oh, right, man.
Speaking of aliens, did you see those little decrepit creatures that Mexico found and is showing off?
Yeah, but that can't be real.
I don't know, man.
Dude.
Did you see the pictures of them?
Yeah, man, I did. That's not real.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Those look so much like our caricatures of aliens that...
Where do you think our caricatures of aliens came from? Like
your butt?
Probably from like someone in the desert, like seeing them and being probed.
Oh, you know what we don't talk about enough? Area whatever.
51.
Area 51.
Okay, here's the thing.
Area 3090. We do not talk about that area.
Maybe aliens don't want to show us themselves because we keep calling them fugly little slimy bastards.
We know what's so insane, and I think we should end on this. Beauty is such a social construct that, like, we look at aliens and we don't think any of them are hot, but in the alien community, like, there are hot aliens and there are ugly aliens.
Yeah. These are tiny and I don't think they're hot. I want
and they
say
look
that.
At all of us and they're like, they look at me and they look at Kendall Jenner and they're like, they look the same.
Kind of looks like Kendall Jenner.
Which is kind of comforting in a way. To an alien, me and Kendall Jenner are one and the same.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
They've got broad shoulders, but they're so tiny. No wonder
they're so petite.
They're so petite. I could see like an Italian restaurant like grinding that alien over my pasta and saying, say when.
What?
Like cheese, like Parmesan
cheese.
Oh,
I'm not picking up on that at all when I look at those.
They
images.
Look so fine and dusty.
That is not a real thing.
You know what's
that's human made.
It's so like I can't tell if this is one long prank. Like we begged for aliens to be real for so long and then they became real and we're like, okay, we don't care. Why are you even showing us?
It's literally like,
are we gaslighting
no,
the government?
Humans love the chase. They love mystery. It's literally like playing hard to get. Like once somebody shows interest in you, you lose interest. That's what the aliens did. We lost interest once they showed themselves.
Bigfoot being just so mysterious. Like, I'm just like a mysterious guy. What if one day he was like, I want my credit where credit's due. Like, I'm tired of this. And he came out and we were like, okay, go back to your cave, Bigfoot.
Right.
We don't care.
Yeah.
What if he was the actual Bigfoot they were using in that beef jerky commercial? And he like gets all the royalties from that and has like a huge house in the woods.
That would be sweet.
Jack Link's.
A sugar. I do think the Loch Ness Monster's real.
Do you know that the Loch Ness Monster is like the biggest... is like moving the Irish economy by like a huge... No, it's like Taylor Swift of Ireland. Scotland.
I had no idea, Connor.
It's like a huge moneymaker for Scotland.
Because people go there to look for her?
Yeah.
I would merch. Go on a search in 1 second.
They buy merch. They go on the boat. They do this. They do that.
That would be like my dream honeymoon.
Looking for the Loch Ness Monster?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Thank you. Agree on that.
Let's agree. And let's see everyone in the bonus.
Let's do it.
Okay. All right. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you guys. We'll see you in the bone.
Cyclist community.
Or next week. But ideally in the bonus.
You know who I'm talking to. That was on two wheels. Well.
Here's your.
Bye guys. We'll see you in the bonus.
This week on Close Friends.
Something's astray.
Something sinister.
It's a foot. Is among us. I saw someone pronounce Beyonce's name as Bianca.
Oh my god, I just thought of something horrible. I can't say it.
Okay, don't. Please. Okay. If you think it's horrible, I'm going to think it's like jail worthy. Hey, poopy butt.
Hey, poopy butt in my car. I can't be poopy butt right
you
now.
You can't be poopy butt. Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.